I know sometimes you mean well, but this is exactly why you never give it away free and you always charge for your services.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Emily Reagan, a fellow freelancer who's been at it since 2009. I love to teach my overeducated, underemployed military spouse friends and stay-at-home mom friends who want to go back to work the digital marketing techie skills. I do that with my course, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. It's everything I've put together in 12 plus years of freelancing. And after you take the school and you get the solid baseline of skills, you come over to the Digital Marketing Workgroup where we have advanced trainings, community and support, troubleshooting. That's really where the serious freelance marketers go who love all things marketing, want to stay up to date, want to stay relevant, want to keep working with bigger and better clients, charging more and working less, right? Like that's the online dream. How can I get paid maximum, love the work I do, be challenged by it, be a part of a team, and not let it run my life? So welcome to the workgroup. If you want to apply, we are closing the doors officially December 15th. If you already have clients, if you have a way to book clients and interview them, if you're ready to go rock and roll because your services are solid, this is the community for you. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm not quite sure what to do, how do I get started? I have a freelance business Kickstarter that's a quick shot of what you need to know to get started, covering discovery calls, contracts, portfolios, all of that stuff. I'll put the link in the show notes. Maybe that's for you. Maybe that will make your 2023 a whole different ballgame when you can start making side money using your brain. Today, I want to talk about making that side money and charging for it. And the number one reason why you shouldn't do it for free, even if you have the best intentions. And here's what I've noticed. A lot of us, we have the skill set that's very much in demand. When you can do graphic design, when you can edit a quick video, when you come up with social media ideas, when you can write an email or make an automation and people want to use that. People want to tap into that. People want to pick your brain. And sometimes it's a gray line with getting paid for your services, putting your brain on someone's business, like helping out a friend, having a, you know, quid pro quo, I'll scratch your back, you'll scratch mine kind of situation. And it's really easy to get taken advantage of. And I think maybe you've heard this saying that whenever we're in kind of a creative field, people expect you to do it for free for them. Look at the party planner. Like if that's your business, you would never go out and plan other people's parties because you're taking away from your business. You're cannibalizing on your clientele and more importantly, your time. Okay, so you might throw your mom a party, your sister a party or whatever and help them, but you're not going to incur all of the cost plus all of the time it takes to throw people parties for free when that's your bread and butter. And you hear this saying that doctors and lawyers don't do it for free. Okay, all right, sometimes there are some pro bono cases and whatnot, but they're well known for charging and sticking to their guns. They have a whole front office that makes sure that's happening so they don't have to get involved in it, and that's probably why it's easy for them. But just like photographers are one of those examples where people always want to take advantage. Hey, will you just take some, you know, shots for me? And no, this is my business. So the best thing you can do to combat that is to have a booking link ready to go. Somebody asks you for a service and you can't tell whether they're going to pay you or not. Send them to your booking link. Make sure that is collecting a payment, whatever your rate is. That's a whole different road to talk about the services and what to charge and whatnot. And that's what we discuss inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, inside the work group, and in my annual pricing workshop that will be coming up next year. But really, I don't want you to get in a situation where you are giving it away free. And that's sometimes in the awkward and weird friend zone. When you mean well, you have really good intentions, like I'll just do a quick thing and help her out. And I want to set some boundaries around this so you can be as profitable as possible and really guard your time, because a lot of us are Enneagram 2 people pleasers. We care about people and we really, really mean well. There's been some situations where I have felt uncomfortable charging people, and just because I'm good at it, just because it's easy for me and it comes natural, doesn't mean I should not charge for it. And the same goes for you. If you're finding yourself really good at something and you're like, this feels way too easy, it feels wrong, I shouldn't charge for that, there's some mindset work to work on right there with that. I want to encourage you to listen to episode 107 with Chelsea Brennan. We talk about a money mindset there. I think that one would be a really good one if you find yourself in that area. Okay, so we have a friend. She's asked us to do us a favor. Is it a good idea? My answer is usually no. It depends how experienced you are and what is the opportunity cost of what other people would have paid you for your time. Are you losing money by saying yes? Are you losing out on time with somebody who's truly important to you? A child, a partner, a pet, a mom, a friend. There are things to calculate, and it's not always about money. And it's really easy to spread ourselves thin by saying yes to too much. I have another really good, it's one of my most downloaded episodes, and it's about essentialism. I don't know if you've read that book, but it's really about keeping yourself on track with your goals and when to say no. If you haven't listened to that one, it's number 40. Definitely go back and listen to that. It's called Three Rules of Essentialism for Freelance Service Providers. It kind of touches on the same topic here. People should pay you for your work. And here's what I see. Whenever, and I see it myself too, and I've recently experienced this, which is why I wanted to talk about it. Whenever someone says that they'll do me a favor and help me out and do it for free, I don't get the best service. And that is ultimately destroying their reputation, even if they weren't charging. I have a couple examples for you. I recently had a big launch in my business, and I had paid someone to do a part of that launch, and I had asked her to update the thing that needed to be updated, and I was very clear that something had changed and I needed an update. And I kept saying, invoice me, I wanna pay for this. I do not wanna take advantage of my friends, and I wanted her to take it serious. Well, she didn't. She did the work, she didn't invoice me, and guess what? She didn't do it right. And it was because she wasn't treating my business serious as she would have a paying client. Ding, ding, ding. Do you see that? And so now it's kind of left a slightly bad taste in my mouth. I mean, I get things went wrong, but there were multiple times where I was like, please invoice me, please invoice me. I just did the same thing to my daughter's basketball team. We just had a WNBA local player buy or partner up with our travel club. So we're renamed, relogoed, trying to really build this elite basketball club. My daughter is really good at basketball. It's really fun to be a part of. And I went to the coach and I said, hey, I have PR and marketing skills. Can I help? Let's build a website and let's do some PR. I was like, this is worth a press release. And then I did nothing. I got so busy. Why? I really wanted to be a team player, but the fact is I was going into the launch of the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. I had no right to promise a website. It took forever to get him to buy the domain. He kept checking in with me, and I'm like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And that's because I kept stacking it at the bottom. I kept reshuffling that project to the bottom of my priorities. We all have things that happens to. Every day we make a choice, what do we focus on? And so now he thinks, this sweet, sweet man of a coach is like, I can't count on Emily. Right? He ended up bringing in someone else to do the website. It doesn't look amazing. I know I could have done better, but I know it would have taken me a lot longer than in my head. I thought I could just whip it out in a couple hours. We all know that's not true. I have like such good intentions, guys. And so that dragged out, never got done. I did write the press release, and we had to, you know, wait to get the basketball stars quote and blah, blah, blah. Finally sent it out. We did get press coverage. So I do feel good about that. But if he had been a paying client, that would have been a priority. I would have done it. It would have been done months ago. You know, I would have treated this completely different. So I encourage you to think about it like that. Maybe I'm doing more damage by saying yes to help out a friend, because that friend has a lot of power to refer you. And I've done this with friends too. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out in a pinch, but they don't know that I kind of said that knowing that they'd be low priority. And they're going in there thinking, oh, she gave me the friends and family discount. Like, I still lower prioritize that. I can't help it. I'm going to. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. I did this again with my friend. Oh my gosh, my friend Brenna, she was trying to do gifts. And I'm like, I'll just whip some out for you. I need to redo my training anyway. I'll re-record it and I'll do it for you. That was months ago and I still haven't done it. Man, I sound like a loser today, don't I? No, I just have a lot on my plate and I never did the free thing. So I don't want you to promise to do things for free. That monetary exchange is professional, respectful, and the person at the other end of your services, they want that. They usually want your best work. And if there's someone who wants something done cheap and in a hurry, you know, that project management triangle where you can't have all three, good quality, fast, and on budget, you can't have all three, right? So I like to teach my unicorns, the person who wants it on budget is just generally not your client anyway. So if your friend is looking for budget, direct them to somewhere else. It's not your job to save them money by giving away your time free, right? Big aha moment right away. If they do want something done well and they have time and you can take your time with it, that might be one thing. But you got to think about what's in it for me. Do you need the experience? If you're new, you might need it. 100%, you might need a testimonial. It might be worth it to do some kind of exchange because you need the proof of work, you need the testimonial, and you need the referral. But you got to take it serious if that's what you want out of it and not put it at the bottom of the pile. I've done a little bit of free work for exchanges, and it was usually for artists. It was things I wanted from them too. I made one mistake once by doing an exchange for somebody, and it ended up being very unfair. And so I encourage you not. And she ended up being very difficult to work with. I encourage you to really protect yourself. The best way to handle this situation is give them your payment link. And if you want to, make that price for whatever your time, your project, or whatever, you can always give them a coupon. You can always make the price higher and then give them a coupon too. I'm not saying you need to trick them, but that makes people feel good. I do freelancer consultations. I don't talk about it a lot. I don't publicize it a lot. I'm very guarded with my schedule and who I work with, but I offer this rate occasionally to the outside world. You can book a call with me. We'll talk about your business, get eyes on your packages, your clients, you know, yada, yada. But I give my unicorns, the people who are already in my world, who are in my work group, who are in my course, a 50% off coupon. And it feels right. It feels good. And it still makes me value their time. Like, I'm not going to show up 1 minute before the call unprepared. That money exchange makes you take it serious. So sometimes we feel guilty about charging our clients. And we got to stop that. We're helping them. We're putting years of our experience together to be able to help them in their business and solve a problem and a pain point. The same goes with your friends. If your friends need your help, you have more to gain by giving them your best than putting them at the bottom of the pile. There are other ways to show gratitude than giving away your free time. I advise you never to give away free time if somebody sends you business because you will start to resent it. This used to happen to me. I had a client who was very big and could give me lots of referrals, and she would expect free time, and time was the one thing I did not have, especially as a military spouse with four children. There are other ways to show you're thankful. You can send gifts. Oh my gosh, there's so many cute ways to send gifts these days. Greetable, Amazon gift cards, so many options. Wine in a box, right? You can always send a thank you card. Snail mail goes a long way. I have these cute little unicorn cards I've collected from Target that say, "You're so fly," and it's a picture of a unicorn flying as an inner tube. Hopefully that made sense, like a swimming pool inner tube. And I love to send those out. And sometimes I'll just put a, you know, $5, $10 Starbucks gift card in those too. But it doesn't always have to have something in there. People like getting stuff in the mail. You could also do simple shout outs. It means so much when somebody writes a post about you on your business page, your personal page, Instagram does a story. That goes a long way because that's social proof. It's a shout out. It's a stealthy tagging tactic that will further your relationship. It's a way to say your thank you. And you can always ask, how can I help? Maybe they want a review. Maybe they need a podcast review, a Yelp review. Maybe they need business. So you can do a shout out that helps them with the business or highlights one of their recent projects. There's something else you can do besides giving away your time free. And charge for it. It will always feel better inside and you'll feel good. And the more you practice charging and confidently talking about your price, telling other people about your price, it will help you get better. It will prepare you for that conversation you need to have with your dream client. Because when you can talk about your price and your offer and what you're capable of confidently, that's when everyone flocks to you and wants to work with you. If you're feeling guilty about charging for this, if your clients are making you feel guilty, I want you to go listen to episode number 25. It's called Feeling Guilty About Money and Charging Clients. There's something there about when is the client making me feel guilty and when is it my own baggage? And that might be another good one for you to listen to. I want you to walk away today thinking like, hell yeah, I love my friends, but my time is precious. I can go out and get clients who will pay me. I am not going to give it away free. When people ask, I'll proudly talk about my services and I'll give them my booking link. That is all. No more freebies. 2023, there's no discounts and there's no free work. Because I want my clients, my friends, my circle to get the best of me. And my brain prioritizes the paying work. That's all I have for you today. Like I said, the work group is closing. Please get your applications in if you want to be a part of it. We've had some really good job leads coming in, but it's more than that. It's about community. It's about surrounding yourself with the cream of the crop, the people who are going places, the freelancers who are investment-minded and serious about their business. This is the place for you. If you love marketing, if you love this freelance work, please, please apply. If this podcast lit you up, if it gave you a fresh perspective, I'd love for you to share on Instagram. Please tag me. I'd love to hear from you. Always makes a difference in my day. And I would love for you to leave a review. It really is a vanity metric, but it helps me. It makes me feel good. Please leave a review on this podcast if you haven't done so yet. All right, I'll see you. And next week, we're going to talk about video marketing with my buddy Milan. It's going to be a good one. Toodles.
2 income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services.
I got so busy. Why? I meant to...